If you go ahead and open your Bibles with me in 1 John, we'll look at 1 John chapter, I don't know what chapter we're going to look at. Let's see what, I can find my passage here. We'll look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. We're going to look at one passage and build from that. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2 says, well, let's look at verse 1, then we'll look at verse 1 and verse 2. Kind of build from there. It says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Let's pray. Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, and as our brother did say, there's a bittersweet, Lord. We're sweet for him to leave to a point, but bitter that he's leaving. God, we love him, and we know that's a place where you want him to be, Father. We want him to be successful and be used of you, Father. But God, I ask you, Lord, to help him when he gets to the new place of where he lives. And I ask you to help the Petersons, Father, to be used of you and be effective, Father, and grow. And Lord, continue to work for you, Father. But God, I ask you as a church here, Lord, to still keep the vision, keep the purpose, what we're here for, Lord, as we grow and many will come and many will go and transition. And Lord, I think Peterson's leaving, but I think Miss Bailey came and joined, Lord. It's just people come and go, Father. And that's your work, Lord. People move and go. And we think of the Streeters, Lord. They have here, then they left, Lord, to go into the field. And God, we just love you, Lord, because you're always working. You're always moving in people's lives. Now, Father, I ask you this evening, Father, just help us to think of some truths, and then, Lord, help us apply these truths in our lives, Lord, that we see that you're working, and help us to grow and catch your vision, catch your purpose, Lord, and be used. Now, Lord, speak to our hearts and challenge us, and Lord, help us to have a time of fellowship, and thank you for the Petersons. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. The title I would talk to you tonight real quick is talking about the whole world, because it says here in this verse here, it says, and he is a propitiation, he's the covering, he's the atonement for our sins. But it says not for ours only. I mean, he is ours. I mean, he saved us each one, but he says not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. You know, it really is not just for us. It's really the whole for the world. We need to, as a church, have a really prayer for and as a purpose, always making a difference. And as time goes on, I mean, think about the church, how it started, how it goes on. It's always been prayerfully to make a difference. It shouldn't stop. It always goes on. And, you know, there's a time there, if Lord tarries it, I'll go off the scene. But the purpose of this church is to continue to propagate the gospel so people get saved. And that purpose is to reach the world, not just this the community, but the whole world. You know, many churches have that limited vision. They kind of focus in their little communities. Or I can't remember the guy's name in California. Did a little survey in his little community to find out what those people want and made a church for them. That's not what church is for. It really is the purpose for Christ and reaching the whole world. And the idea to be effective. But people don't have that vision. Just like a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old, they look at the world, they see far as their nose, if you please. That's all they see. They don't see the when they're 80 something years old, they need a retirement. They don't see where like Brother Benny, somebody on his feet and his, you know, their eyes and things like that. They don't think about that. They're young. But see, as a church, we need to be focused on the world, not seeing the whole purpose and then the end results. Not just what here in our life. Because it's more to it. Peterson's was here for 10 years and they're gone. Streeter's here for 10 years and he's gone. I mean, there's people come and go. There's other families I've heard that had kids and they were coming and going. And listen, that's part of life. People grow, kids grow up and they mature and they go on. That's part of life, isn't it? But the purpose is to reach the whole world as we're collectively are supposed to do. You know, listen, God honors and blesses the church as a global vision. And I mean, God has a vision for the global. I mean, he urges us to go beyond ourselves and reach the whole world. I mean, the whole world is a big world. We're talking about billions of people. I can't imagine what 6.7 billion people looks like. I mean, I can't imagine the numbers of what the mass of people of that many people. But the term the whole world is focused not on geography, but it's about humanity. This is the uttermost part. Listen, go and tell them people by the name that is just above every name, that Jesus Christ is above every name. He's worthy to be bowed down to. That we're telling about Him. Although our message is not political, our message, we're talking about globalization. You watch news, you don't care what news you watch about globalization. We think of politics, we think of economics, and if you want to be an investment, you're 401, you really are looking at investment for a global part of different companies and different nations to make money. But listen, as a church, we are looking at the globalization for the whole world to win the world itself. God didn't say that we need to go into just certain location. He tells us, Grace Baptist Church, to reach the whole world. The whole world. Our job, your job, is to reach the whole world. And think about it, that's almost impossible, but with us it's impossible. But with God, is it not possible? Amen, it is. Now, the thing is this, our objective is to be, it's not as global as a Christian reach, to be an outreach, to be concerned with commissions. If it's not our global mission, we become ineffective, guys. We're not being effective what we're supposed to do. Listen, I say to you this, that if a church is not reaching to have them sending out missionaries, or if you please, or be involved in missions, it's not a church itself, because it ain't fulfilling the Great Commission. We are supposed to be, to reach the whole world. Now, a philosophy, we can have it on walls, we can have it on websites, you can have little cliches about missions, but that's not missions. Missions is reaching every boy and girl. It's our heart's desire for every mom and dad. It burns in our heart. That's having a heart for mission, a very heart of it. It's not just having a mission minded, and you know, the terminology people use, and that is nothing wrong. But you think about it though, and I'm not just talking about thinking about missions and, you know, missions here for this week or this month and we're done. Folks, it's just this is the emphasis of missions, but rest of the 365 days after this week is over, our objective is missions. It's the missions of our community. It's the missions of our workplace. It's the missions everywhere. You may come and say, I'm working with so-and-so, and I don't want to say their names, or maybe you want to say their names. Let's pray for this person, because they need to get saved. And the objective to reach not them, but the uttermost part of the world. But having a heart, though. Having a heart for soul winning. Having a heart. It's something that's important, and your heart beats for, and it burdens your soul. I mean, I don't love my wife by my mind. I'm not a husband-minded man. I'm a husband-hearted man. I'm saying that I love my wife. I think I just saw Miss Sue and I'm looking at them. They don't love each other because they're minded. You can see their love for caring for each other and the difficulty. I see that with my mom and dad. You see that with people that have been together for years. They're not a minded person that love each other. It's from the heart. And I'm saying to you, as a missions, it's supposed to be heart. A very heart of loving for the cause or souls. Our purpose is to reach every person of the gospel, not just the part of the world, but the whole world. That's our reason for being. For this one, we see that our mission is not just the world, but it's a mission that's revealing. Listen, it's a objective. There's nothing made so clear as we see the will of God regarding the lost. We look in the Word of God, we know it's the will of God to reach the lost. It's very clear. The thing is this, people come up with new revelation, new ideas. But the question I ask you is this, why are they trying to come up with so many new things that they won't obey the old? Listen, we know they come up new ideas of bringing about teenagers and bringing rock and roll bands. Why don't you obey the old and listen, go win them and win them to Jesus Christ and bring them in? Then you can kind of entertain them and love them and have little parties and kind of do it. That's good. But listen, you got to win them. How can you obey the new if you ain't going to obey the old? Listen, God's will is regarding loss is obvious. He's not willing that any should perish. He's not willing for the little black kids get saved. He's not willing for those little Mexicans to get saved. Doesn't matter. He died for all. I mean, we know this thing. It's clear. It's regarding from loss. He wants everybody to be saved. I mean, he says, all power is given me from heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. I mean, he's really the Great Commission. He's telling us to go because I don't want nobody to die. Oh, it's obvious he desires for man. It focused individually as myself, or listen, as a local, as a church. His plan is clear that we need to obey the Great Commission and go out. That's it. Listen, the mission really is revealing. It really reveals those obvious, those truths. The person that really understands the Great Commission, understand these great truths, and understand that the Bible talks about how it's more sure word of prophecy. We look at it, we know it's the same foundation. He tells, I'm saved. He says, go out in the world. But we hold the highest command in the Bible. Really, the highest command you could ever receive is to go in the world. I mean, it's nice to be told that, listen, you're in the military, you look at that kind of order where if your lieutenant tells you to do something, it's important. But listen, if the general, oh, I didn't have a general, we had an admiral. If the admiral told you to do it, it's important. But if the president of the United States is valuable. But God Almighty that created the whole earth commanded you. Oh, it's the highest command that we ever received. Obedience to the Great Commission brings really a deeper understanding who He is and what is His purpose. You really understand the love of God. You really start to understand the bigger picture, how He cares about you. And listen, ain't it amazing how you mess up and you're sorrowful and you're sinful and you just go to God and say, forgive me, and you pour out your heart. Ain't it good that He forgives you? Ain't it good when you're hurting and struggling? How about deaths and when your loved ones pass away and you go to Him and He understands? Oh, listen. When you start understanding the Great Commission, you understand the souls of men, you start seeing the purpose, you start getting a bigger picture of who this God is, that He loves man. He not just loves you, He loves them. We see this great God. We see the will of God is so regarding for the lost. We see also the lostness of humanity. Listen, the world is lost without Jesus Christ, and they're no better off. Psalms verse 6 tells us, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Listen, they're going to perish. They will perish. They shall perish. Listen, we see that God cares for the whole world. Listen, He gave His very best. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. It's amazing that I don't want to sacrifice my kids for you. I don't want to sacrifice my kids for nobody. But listen, God loved me so much He's willing to give His own Son. For you. If He's willing to give His very, very, very best for you, aren't you willing to give your best to Him? Is He worth it? Is He worth it? Is He worth it? He is worth it. He's worth it as to give our own life. He's worth it to give our children to Him. He gave His very best. He gave His life, folks. And listen, you know what? If you come in here and you can snuff my life out and He gives me a more of abundant life and glory, you start to understand that missions is valuable. Listen, we see that He came as missionary to seek and save that which was lost. We see the uniqueness of salvation. There's no other name in heaven. There's no other way to get saved. I'm the way to choose life. Neither is there salvation in any other name given among men whereby men must be saved. The uniqueness is only Him. Listen, the world needs to know that regarding the lost, the uniqueness of the will for man to be saved is through Him. We should see the urgency is above, is clear, and it should motivate us. We know this verse, it says, now is accepted time, now is the day of salvation. And we look at people and say, today is the day of salvation. Today you better accept it. You may not have tomorrow. Now is the day. We think about it. You better get saved. It's important. Is that true? Ain't it now, today, the desire to say I'm going to follow God? Now it's time to say I'm going to give Him my best. Now is the day. Today is the day that I'm going to give for God. Ain't it the same? Is it not the same? Y'all got to start saying amen or me or something. Y'all killing me. Is it not the same, folks? It is. Now is the day of salvation. Listen, now it says now is accepted time. It is now the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. I tell you to you, today is the day of deciding I'm going to give my life to God. Today is worthy. I'm going to give Him my best, and this is the best I got. It ain't much good, but I'm going to give Him all I got. I mean, men, how many times you really sat at the altar and gave God your wife? Say, God, this is my wife. She's yours. God, these are my children. They're yours. You do with them. You want them, you have them. Lord, I'm going to train them up and raise them up for you. I'm going to love my wife as you command me to because you gave her. She's the gift that you gave me. Husbands, wives, God, this is the man that you give me. You help him. I'm giving him to you. You take him. I'm yours, God. Listen, the mission is the purpose of really seeing who he is and reaching the world. Listen, our mission not just is revealing, also it's redemptive. Listen, the world needs to be reading. People all the world are getting saved. People are getting saved. You know, we talk about networking. Listen, but we are kind of networking this world. We send out missionaries that are caring. The missionaries are effective. We want missionaries that are soul winners, do we not? We don't want missionaries going on vacation, do we? We want missionaries to go out and listen, as their best ability, start churches. Now, there's some missionaries or help ministries. I think of Brother Adam. He's coming over here as a missionary. He's helping his church. There's some missions that does that. It helps us. But the objective is to help the local church so they can still reach souls, is it not? We're not trying to support missionaries so we can fill their pockets so they can live on vacation. If a missionary doesn't want to win souls, I promise you, I won't vote it for him. He can go somewhere else and steal somebody else's money. Because it's a purpose to win souls. He won't win them here. He won't win them over there, folks. It's the purpose. This is the objective. Let me ask you this. You say, I love people. I want people to get saved. Then does your feet prove that? I pray for you, but does your knees speak it? Listen, we need to start putting the networking with them, caring and being effective. You know, we're committed men and women are called out to God to win the lost. And you remember the slogan? I think I may mess it up. It says sprint. It says reach out and touch someone. Do y'all remember you had a lot of time of commercials where mom were talking to the son in college or something like that. And they're missing, homesick, and they're kind of busy in this little world. And he's over here in his little world, but he's longing. But Sprint said, you know, you go through us, we can reach and you can still connect, clear, be away. This is before cell phones. And don't we need to reach out and let God let us use this as a phone line and reach out, touch someone's lives, that showing that the Savior loves them? Don't we need to reach out and touch someone and tell them about how they get saved? Making a difference. It was a right choice for Sprint. Ain't it right choice for a man to get saved? Reach out and touch someone. Doors, you know, the doors are opened up. Do y'all remember the Great Wall? Not Great Wall, but the... Where? No, the Berlin Wall, yeah. Remember old Reagan said, Gorbachev, take down this wall. Now, this is before my time. Most of y'all do remember how the conflict after World War II, where people were really risking their lives to get out of there. And listen, they were communism. They wouldn't have them true. They didn't have the gospel. But when that wall went down, there was at one time people never thought they could ever reach anybody in Russia. But that wall went down to be able to reach the gospel. Do you know, I wasn't there, but I was in that. I got to say, May 1999, Romania, some of y'all may remember what year it went down with the opportunity to reach in. I know missionaries were sneaking Bibles in Romania to get people the Bibles. Listen, it opened doors when it did. There's time, what I'm saying is doors are being closed and God opened doors where people could be reached. Listen, we got to reach places. But you know Cuba, they're saying now is an opportunity to open the doors now. Would you go to Cuba? The door is starting to open. Would you be willing to say, God, here am I, I'll go? Would you be praying that God would open that door so boys and girls, mom and daddies can get saved? Because they're part of this world, are they not? Listen, this world mission, this is a redemptive mission. Our objective is to reach the whole world. It is not for somebody else. God has given Grace Baptist Church the highest command ever is to reach the world. But he goes and he says in First John, it says, and he is a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, not just for Grace Baptist Church, but also for the sins of the whole world. Our purpose really is to reach the whole world. It is not for social betterment. Yes, it does bring betterment in our lives, but you know the thing. But it It's for changing the lives of souls, man. In Guyana, a friend of mine was a missionary in Guyana. He saw a sign. He told me, it says, knowledge exalts the nation. That's a lie from the devil. The Bible says that the righteousness exalts the nation. But how can righteousness exalt a nation if no one going to those places and telling them about Christ? Listen, when you get saved, it does make life a little bit better. Now, we are able to listen. We present Jesus Christ and we are His ambassadors. Listen, our mission is to be redemption of mankind. It is good to give man bread, is it not? But man should not live by bread alone. Listen, we are given the bread of life. Listen, man needs health. And there's missionaries that goes and helps people with dentistry or medical, helping those things, and they're good. But listen, we're there to heal the broken hearts. We're there to help people who are alive to destroy and redeem them. Our objective is to help those people. There was a man let me just read the illustration here. It says, a well-known wood carver in Germany, Black Forest, was meticulously working on some statues. And when he observed a young man, he was observed by a young man, hot shot from the United States. The American watched him work for a while and then couldn't resist criticizing his methods. He said, if you would create an assembly line and employ lesser talented people to do some of the utilitarian work, he said, you could make more money. The old wood carver didn't even look up. And as he replied, he says, I'm not making money, son. I'm making statues. You know, our objective is not trying to raise money for a bunch of missionaries. Our objective is not a bunch of money. Our objective is really trying to win souls of men. That's what missions come from. It's God to get a hold of our hearts. We as collective, each one of us have a part and say, God, this is what you want me to do individually. But listen to this. It's our commitment, making a vote, saying, yes, we desire for souls to be saved. We want to reach the whole world. But God, we can't reach it without you. We cannot do it without you. I look at you and I see this amongst the people. There's not many. Can we reach 100,000? Flesh says no, but listen, I believe the Word of God. We can do it if God, we trust God. If you start saying, God, what do you have me to do? Me committed. But it ain't about the money, is it? It's about taking where we at, one step at a time, moving to reaching the world. Listen, our mission is to rescue. Our mission is revealing. Our mission is redemptive. Listen, our mission is rescue. Our work is cut out for us. It's a matter of life and death. For some, there is no tomorrow. Our work is cut out for us. It's a matter of life and death. For some, there is no tomorrow. So, you know, I repeated that statement twice, and out of that statement, 25 people were born. They say that every 4 births or every second. Every 2 deaths every second. That's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. They said tomorrow, by the time of tomorrow, this time tomorrow, will be 151,600 people will have died. Have you ever heard that saying? We have lost someone in our family. They say death comes in threes. Benny said he never heard of that statement. Have you ever heard that death comes in threes? By that statement, we see death comes in thousands. Thousands. See, missions is important because there's hundreds of thousands dying every day. See, our objective really is to reach not just this community, but the whole world. How we get there, it really does get to the simplicity of getting on our knees and saying, God, what do you have me to do? God, I'll do what you want me to do. I cannot go in all the world and be here at the same time. I can't be everywhere and see everybody and do everything by myself all the time, can I? But collectively, as a whole, we can do great things together, can we not? We lock arms in arms. You know, Brother Peterson, this is a family. His children, this is young, his oldest daughter met a guy here. Now they're planning to get married. Seth is, you know, he's getting married. He's been here, I don't know how long, but he remembers, he's telling me stories. He used to sleep on the couch and in the office. We're waiting on Brother Peterson, not Brother Peterson, but Brother Streeter and stuff. And, you know, he's growing up now. He's becoming a young man and getting married, and maybe he'll stay here longer and then you know, have children. You know, this is a small community to a point. A lot of people stay. But, you know, there's a whole world in this, though, isn't it? Our mission is a 911 call for church. We can't afford to be the luxury of sitting at home in some ivory tower of religion and not worrying about it. Our spiritual, we're like the old saying of spiritual paramedics. We're going out to help the rush for the people who are bleeding, people who are bruised, and people who are broken hearts. He's given us the command, and I will close with this. Look at would be in Luke chapter 14, verse 21. In Luke 14, 21, we see this parable of the Great Supper. It says, so that the servant came and showed his Lord these things. It says, then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. In verse 27 it says, whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. You know, that tells me that I need to go out in the alleys and I need to go out in the squares and in the different locations in the broad area and try to find people. But he says go out quickly. We need to really reach out to people and see that our mission is to be rescue the perishing. Our mission really is to be to help people, pray for them, give, you know, try to give to help in their needs. But listen, I can't do it, but you and I can do it. We can reach the whole world with God and be able to do it. But the idea, the focus of the message, the focus of the purpose of that text is reach the whole world. He didn't die for some. He died for all. And if he died for all and he commanded us all to go out in the world, then it's our responsibility, the highest command, to take that word. It's revealing. Our mission is redemptive. Listen, it redeems man. There's open doors out in this world. But if we do not act upon it, we're letting opportunities of blessings go by. The choice is really our decision, what we're going to do. Brother Peterson had a choice. Stay here, take the job. He had to make a decision. The question is for us is this. It's a choice. Here's a command. Obey it or don't. Act upon it, don't. But you know, when we act upon the God's word, there's blessings, is there not? You know, I've never met anybody obeying the word of God and never resented it, never wished they never have. I've always heard people that started out and they didn't finish good. They quit and they regret it. I don't want to be on my deathbed and we have regrets. I want to be where I fought the good fight, as Paul said. I finished my course. It ain't that has to be a pastor to do that. What? It's just doing what God has me to do. Reaching the world. Reaching the world. But you can't reach the world if you don't surrender and be obedient and act upon what God spoke to you about. Take these truths and say, you know what, I'm going to go reach the world. God help us. God help us. Lord, maybe you need to spend some time tonight and say, Lord, what do you want me to give in missions? Maybe you spend some time and say, Lord, help us as a church. Maybe there's some time you need to spend some time and say, God, you know, there's some things in my life I need to get some things right with you, God. Maybe some things people you know that's lost. We're talking about passion this morning of souls. And Lord, you know that people need to get saved, Lord. There's souls on my heart. Why don't you spend some time with God? He calls you to come, but he says, look, when you come to me, he says, I want you to go quickly. There's an urgency. The paramedics do not take their time and stop at a barbecue restaurant to come and get you, do they? They stop. They go after you to get you and bring you home or get you to the hospital help. This is the hospital. This is the means that helps them provide. But we got to act upon it, don't we? Amen. 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 Let's all stand, heads bowed, eyes closed.